Chapter 41. Bunny McGarry stood on the sideline while 16 12-year-old boys looked up at him with a mix of awe, fear, and incomprehension.
Hurling is a simple game, lads. It's about two things: focus and determination. And skill, obviously. Three things.
And fitness, boss?
Decky, the sub-cum-assistant manager, piped in.
Okay, four things. Focus, determination, skill and fitness.
And discipline, boss?
And discipline, of course. Focus, determination, skill, fitness and discipline. Those five things.
And teamwork, boss?
For Jesus' sake, Decky, where are you getting this stuff from?
You, boss. You said that last week. Teamwork. You did a whole big speech on it.
That's right, I did. Okay, it's about those six things. Focus, skill, fitness, discipline, teamwork, and... what was the other one?
A voice from the back.
Intelligence.
Phil Nellis, you stay out of this. I never said intelligence.
Actually, boss, you did,
said Decky.
You did a whole thing about it on the bus home a couple of weeks ago.
A clamour of voices rose up from the huddle in agreement.
All right, fine, said Bunny. Them seven things.
And being respectful to women.
What?
Said Bunny, his exasperation growing.
I never said that.
No, he's right, boss. You did.
I mean, I know I did, but that was more of a life lesson than a thing particular to hurling.
You also said, always wash your bollocks.
Now hang on, said Bunny. Hold your horses. I mentioned the importance of personal hygiene. But don't go round telling people I said anything about the state of anybody's bollocks. That's the kind of thing that can be entirely misconstrued. What I was saying was...
Bunny was interrupted by the referee in the centre of the pitch, blowing the whistle to get the teams out for the second half.
For God's sake! My point was... Dicky, what was my point?
Give the ball to Polly.
Well, yes, do that. Go get him, lads.
The ragtag bunch of players scampered out onto the field.
Decky, I worry our team talks aren't hitting the spot.
It's the lads, boss. They lack an appreciation of...
Bunny joined in.
The fundamentals of the game. Right as always, Decky. How are we 9 games unbeaten?
Because Paul Mulcrone is fucking deadly at hurling, boss.
You're not wrong, Decky. But go easy on the swearing.
You've sworn 97 times in this game so far, boss.
I most certainly have not.
I've been counting, boss.
Why are you doing that?
We're running a book on it. 50p a man. Closest guess gets the lot.
Why the hell are you telling me this? Wait, no, don't say it. I'm a detective. What was your guess?
100, boss.
You're a devious little fecker, Decky, do you know that?
98. Go easy, boss. We've the whole second half to go yet.
Decky turned to look behind them, and then tugged on the sleeve of Bunny's tracksuit.
Boss, the 5-0's here again.
The what?
The po-po. The fuzz.
Bunny looked down and placed a hand on Decky's shoulder.
Do we have to have the chat about the dangers of drugs again? You promised me you'd have no more to do with that reprobate cousin of yours.
Decky shook the hand off.
What am I supposed to call them, boss? You said not to say pigs.
Bunny turned to see D.I. Fintan O'Rourke standing behind him.
Oh, for feck's sake!
99.
Right, that's it. Dickie, give me a lap.
Dickie clutched his hands to his chest, his face all wounded innocence.
What did I do?
You're a smart lad. You'll figure it out while you're running.
Dickie mumbled something unintelligible.
I heard that, said Bunny. And think of it this way, you won't be able to hear me swear from the other side of the pitch.
Are you mad? People can hear you swear from space, boss.
Dickie started running down the sideline at an unexpectedly fast pace, putting him just out of the reach of Bunny's lunge. Behind them, the ref threw the ball in, and it quickly made its way to the skinny little kid that O'Rourke recognized from the last time as Paulie Mulcrone. Three of his opponents ran into each other in a vain attempt to tackle him. He soloed, and then unleashed a shot of such ferocity that the opposition goalie dived out of the way of it.
Goal! Screamed Bunny. See, lads, that's what I'm talking about. Focus, fitness, determination, teamwork, skill, intelligence, and discipline.
And he's got very clean bollocks.
I heard that, Dickie. Two laps.
O'Rourke cleared his throat loudly. Bunny looked behind him in irritation.
It's Sunday. Day of rest.
You don't look what I'd call relaxed.
That's because it's my day off and my boss just turned up.
Well, said O'Rourke, stepping forward, I've been informed that you've taken yourself off my task force, which means I'm no longer your boss.
I decided it wasn't for me.
What the hell are you on about?
All this strong-arm stuff. Not my bag.
Really? If you prefer a more subtle form of policing, then those fitness reports of yours I've read have been very misleading.
Look, said Bunny, I've never as much taken a sick day in my whole time on the job. I'll be in tomorrow, working my normal caseload. There are lots of other crimes happening that don't involve Tommy Carter.
This'd be the same Tommy Carter whose crew killed one of my officers last week and tried to kill your partner.
Bunny shifted on his feet.
Ex-partner, D.S. Spain and I have decided we'd rather walk apart.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Bunny. I've enough to be doing without being a marriage counsellor now, too.
Nobody's asking you to do that, Fintan. Now, if you'll excuse me.
No, said O'Rourke. No, I won't.
He moved forward and grabbed Bunny's arm, pulling him closer. He lowered his voice.
Is there something you'd like to tell me?
Yes. Get your fecking hand off me now. I wouldn't like to knock out a senior officer in front of the kids, but I will if I have to.
O'Rourke withdrew his hand, but gave Bunny a long, searching look.
What are you hiding? If you know something that I don't, now's the time to tell me.
Bunny met his stare with one of his own, his good eye seemingly focused on O'Rourke, while the lazy left one watched the match.
There's nothing, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
O'Rourke shook his head.
You're messing up your career on this one, Bunny. It won't be forgotten.
Thank you, sir.
O'Rourke sighed.
Fine. Have it your way.
He started walking back towards the gate. He had got all of 3 feet before Bunny's voice was raised behind him.
Phil Nellis, pull your fecking finger out!
100!
Came the shout.
Right, Dickie, 3 laps. Let's see you count them.
Do you know what your problem is, boss?
That I lack an appreciation of the fundamentals of the game.
No, you're a bollocks.
5 laps.